So in today's podcast, we're going to be looking at NetBeans and, essentially what's the difference between doing it on the command line and doing it through an integrated development environment like NetBeans. Just to start off, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there thinking, hang on, NetBeans is not the only integrated development environment for Java, and you are right. Or you might be sitting there going, what the hell is an IDE? What am I talking about? Let's answer the first one first. There's loads out there, Eclipse, and I'm sure there's loads of others. I can't think of any more off the top of my head, sorry. I like NetBeans. It's got a lot of stuff in it. You know, some people call it bloatware, but I found Eclipse. I didn't really like it. I know a lot of people do. I think it's personal preference, really. It actually doesn't really matter which one you use. Whichever one you prefer, it's good with me. You know, go with what you like. It's the same with most software. If you like one over another one, well, use the one you like. Nobody's forcing you to make that decision. So if you're not really a Microsoft fan like myself, then use Linux. If you hate Linux, then use Windows. If you hate both, you're a Mac boy then. You know, it really doesn't matter. So an integrated development environment is effectively like a user interface for the Java and Java C commands. I'm sure that some of you are probably having trouble with those commands. You probably type them in and going, oh my god, this is so irritating. And a lot of people would agree with you. So NetBeans, or an IDE, is a great way of trying to get away from the command line and spend more time worrying about your code rather than if you typed in the command right on the command line. So integrated development environments does a number of things. First of all, it speeds up development. It makes your development faster. Now, it doesn't make it, you suddenly start typing fast and everything becomes much more logical when you're programming. It doesn't do that. It just means it allows you to organize your files better, to do kind of manual labor saving, such as automatically adding comments, and things like debugging and autosense, autocomplete, and you know, things like that will just help speed things up. So although it's not exactly speeding up your programming, it will speed you up overall because you don't have to worry about as much stuff. It also has some tools such as displaying UML diagrams, versioning, and lots of other things, debugging and whatnot. So IDEs they're essentially a suite of tools. There are loads and loads of different tools, all pulled into one little package, which you can then use to help your program. Now you can get NetBeans for free. It's free software. It's quite a big download, but no pay, no gain in the old bandwidth front. So you can download it from the NetBeans website, which is just www.netbeans.com, or you can download it as an integrated package with Java from java.sun.com, and I'm sure you've already seen NetBeans with Java Standard Edition. It doesn't really matter which way you do it, but if you do download NetBeans separately, you must ensure that Java installed first, otherwise it just won't even install. It will just say, where's Java? What the hell? What are you doing? If you're really lucky when you're installing NetBeans, it might turn around and say, okay, well, where is Java? I can't find it. And that's probably because the Java home environment available, if you remember that from last time, hasn't been set up properly. So if that's the case, you just have to tell NetBeans where to find Java, and it'll be somewhere on your hard drive if you've installed it, obviously. If you haven't installed it, then it won't find it, obviously. Now NetBeans works with projects. A project is effectively a single Java program. Okay, because the Java program can have many class files and Java files, then we need a way of organizing these together, and NetBeans does it in a project, and it's a very common way of doing it. Okay, now because we are moving into programming and things are much more complicated than normal, NetBeans will not produce a single file. It will produce a folder with lots of files in it. So every time you create a class file, a Java file, it will have a separate file. NetBeans itself actually has five main folders. There's only a few of those folders which we actually really care about. The first one is the SRC folder, or source code folder. Okay, this is where NetBeans will store all of your files and all of your packages. It will have a full folder structure underneath it, which mirrors exactly your package structure. So if you've got 10 packages, for example, it will have 10 folders there. Okay, so that's an important point to remember. Okay. The dist folder, or distribution folder, is where it will store the distribution, and that's going to be where your jar file is stored. So when you build your program, it will create a jar file which gets stored there. Your build folder is where it will store the class files. Okay, now there's a reason why it's got a build folder and a distribute folder. The build folders use more for debugging and playing around with the application, whilst the distribution, obviously, is designed for you to kind of distribute your code, or you know, sell it, or whatever you're planning to do with your program once you've done it. To actually compile in NetBeans, it's really straightforward. Once you've created a project, you can just go to the build menu and go to run or to build. Both will compile it. Build is just another word for compile, but make sure you don't say that in exams, because they'll go, whoa. It's more of a a NetBeans kind of thing. But it's widely accepted that build means compile. If you run Java code without compiling it, what NetBeans will do is compile it for you. So just by hitting run, it will automatically compile it. Autocomplete is a great feature of NetBeans, which allows you to see what methods a object or a class has just by hitting full stop. So you type in the name of a class or an object and hit full stop, you get this nice little useful pop-up come up which will say all of the commands that you can use, and that's a really, really great way of remembering lots of commands, because to be honest with you, I've been programming Java for a long time and I haven't got a clue about half the commands. I probably know, I don't know, 5% of them, something like that, and the rest of them I have to use autocomplete or use the APIs to actually help me. So don't worry about that, that's not a problem. It slows you down a little bit, but as you use those commands more and more, which tends to happen when you're programming, you obviously will speed up. But it's great for helping you out in a tight spot if you can't remember how to do something. The final thing to talk about in NetBeans is debugging. Now, debugging is something we'll come back to time and time again because it's phenomenally useful. As a program, once you've learned how to do the basics, you'll probably spend more time debugging than you will programming, which is sad but the truth. So debugging allows you to find bugs and find problems in your code. And to do it, it uses a number of kind of methods. The first one is breakpoints. And breakpoints will allow to say a point in your code where it will just stop. So if you want to stop halfway through a loop, for example, then you can put a breakpoint in and it will just stop when it gets to that point. Now, it doesn't stop the program completely, it kind of pauses it. You know, it's like on your DVD player, press pause, you can go off and get yourself some nachos or something like that. So it works that kind of way, but rather than getting nachos, you actually open up the DVD player and having a look. Okay, and that's the kind of thing that debugging does. So you pause your program and you have a look inside to see what's going on. So you can look at variables, see what the contents are, you can have a look at the call stack to see what methods have been called, and you can also step through it time and time again, step by step. So you can press step over, which will step over a command and go to the next one, or step into, which will allow you to look at how a method works, should you wish to. So debugging is a really, really good way of basically finding problems in your code. So to sum up, NetBeans is an IDE, but not the only one. It can speed up development by managing code and allow you access to tools such as debugging. You can download NetBeans from NetBeans website or from part of your JDK bundle. A Java project is a collection of folders, not just a single file. The source folder stores Java code and the build folder stores your class files. Building is the same as compiling, but not for exams. When you run your code, it will run or it will automatically compile it. Autocomplete shows what methods are available for a class and object. Debugging allows you to step through your code and find bugs. You can set up watches to evaluate expressions or variables. A breakpoint is used during debugging and will stop execution, or pause it, should I say, and allows you to inspect the current state. And finally, F8 and F7 are basically keyboard shortcuts to allow you to step through. So you can use F8 and F7 to step into and step over if you want to. Well, thank you for listening. This has been Mr. Hamlet again with another Java podcast.